TV Corner.
Hey guys, welcome to FilmCore's Game of Thrones TV Corner podcast. Season 6, episode 4, Book of the Stranger. Mermani, got Greg and TJ back again. And let's get back into this. This is probably my favorite episode of the season, so I'm pretty stoked about this.
You're so pumped. You're calling in all the way from Tokyo. From the roots of a bonsai tree.
Yeah, basically. Let's see. Talking about faraway places. Let's go right into like the wall. I did not think Sansa was gonna get there that fast. Like, I was prepared to just hunker down, wait 2 more episodes. Eventually, she'd get there, but. Yeah. We get a very emotional, like, reunion with her and Jon, and I will say, I might have teared up a little bit. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, I mean, first time in, 5 seasons we've seen Starks? No, at least 3 like seasons ever, that we've seen Starks ever. Interact, you know?
It does kind of suck that it's, like, not even the ones that, like, really liked each other that much.
I don't even know if they actually ever had a scene together. I'd have to rewatch the first episodes, but I think they're only in the big scene together, like where everyone's having dinner. I don't think they ever have like a moment, you know, where they really recognize each other and their relationship.
There's a moment, I think, in season 1 where Sansa kind of throws a side eye at Jon, but they never really go into the relationship.
Honestly, that little bit was spoiled for me, but it happened so fast that it didn't even matter.
Just real quick, was Podrick with them? He is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He didn't say a word, but he was he was there the entire. Well, he was there pretty much in every scene except for the Brienne interacting with
right.
The Red Woman. That scene, he wasn't there.
She definitely let her know, you know, what's up. Like, I'm still totally, you know, Team Renly here.
I mean, I think though, you know, at this point, like, everyone's kind of over Stannis, right? I mean, she knows he's not the true king. Onion Knight, it's like, Onion Knight looks legitimately hurt. I mean, he looks like he was just told that his, you know, his puppy was crushed or something. I mean, but you know, he's kind of over it too. He's kind of over it. Everyone's kind of moved on.
I was not aware that he was he still doesn't know about the princess.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That kind of blew me a little bit. Like,
yeah, because when Brienne walked up and was like, I saw what happened. I was like, oh, shit, she's about to, like, you know, say what happened.
No.
I mean,
Shireen, yeah.
Do you think that maybe when Davos finds this out, he might, like, kill Melisandre?
Yeah, I have no idea. Because, yeah, they've had this little uneasy truce over Jon.
But he still doesn't know unto which lengths, you know, Melisandre will go to. And for something that...
It's weird.
Yeah, go ahead, Kirk. Sorry.
No, it's weird because you got the sense at the end of, was it last season, like in the episode where Shireen gets offed, that he does know, and he leaves her a little horse, and he just doesn't want to be around for it to happen because he sort of knows something horrible is going to happen to her.
He definitely knew something was going to happen, right? Because he wanted to take Princess Shireen with him when he was going to go to the wall to get Jon's men. When he was commanded by Stannis to go to the wall to get Jon's men, he had asked to take Princess Shireen with him. And then Stannis refused him. So I'm pretty sure he knew that something was coming.
I thought it was more of like he assumed that Stannis would rather just like be watchful of his own daughter.
Oh, no, no way.
What was going on. I don't think he assumed that was going to happen, you know? Like, I don't think he thought like, oh, they're going to burn her alive. Because
I don't think he's assumed that. But he knows the king's blood. You know, he knows the power of the king's blood and how hard Melisandre is pushing that. So...
I'm sorry. It's sweet. He knows. I don't know why when you said that was really funny.
He was aware. He was totally aware.
Speaking of King's blood or blood in general, or like I'm really trying really hard to segue this. the possible romance between Tormund Giantsbane and Brienne, which I'm really hoping that this happens.
He respects a fighter. Yeah. He respects like a strong woman with a sword. The scene was funny because it was almost like felt to me like a Pepe Le Pew, you know, like cartoon. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like she's not having any of it, and he's just sort of batting his eyes at her. You know, I get a feeling maybe they become like respectful allies, or you know, I don't know. It'll be cool to see her see her, you know, coupled up. At the same time, it kind of flies in the face with who she is, right?
Yeah. Moving on to the Vale. Littlefinger finally shows back up. I've been, wondering what's going on with him. Still working the fucking system. Robin is now Lord of the Vale. He still sucks at doing, knightly, manly things.
Robin's the best. I love Robin. He's like they made him so like perfectly pathetic, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't I feel like they made him unlikable. 100% unlikable. Like I cannot like that dude. The way he even treats his own people or his care, you know, his just his dismissal of the what was his name? The knight.
Raymond Royce.
Yeah, Raymond Royce. His ease of dismissal of Raymond Royce was it unnerved me. I wanted to push him through the moon door so bad.
Well, I really loved that how Littlefinger spun that entire situation with Sansa, like saying how like, oh, I was bringing her to the Fingers, and it's just crazy that the Boltons knew we were coming. So not only did he play off his like, shift focus away from like how he had this whole master plan of marrying Sansa off, but he made it seem like Sir Raymond Royce was the reason that they were apprehended by the Boltons and therefore was not to be trusted. Like he just in 2 seconds he just flipped the entire situation and showed how easily like Sir Robin's like on my side. So if I decide I don't like you, Robin will kill you. Like so Robin in a way is kind of like his dragon,
So if they go there though, and he really takes the armies of the Vale up to rescue Sansa, he's gonna have to. I mean, he's like certain people there know what happened, right? So he's gonna have to talk his way out. I guess he's got a little bit of an out because technically Roose Bolton was warden in the North, and Roose could, he's a sick guy too, but you could sort of count on him to act in his best self-interest, in the same way that Littlefinger kind of knows how to deal with people,
Yeah,
right?
yes, certainly. I also think that maybe his plan is, say, if they do go to the Vale to go get Sansa, I mean, not to the Vale, if they leave the Vale to go to Winterfell to go get Sansa, that they would have, a battle. We assume that he would hope that all the Boltons would be killed in this battle, so no one would know the arrangement. Like, so they would, so no one would be alive to be like, oh, actually, Littlefinger set this whole thing up. Maybe his part two of his plan, I think, was maybe to have,
Right. His end game.
Maybe either kill John Arryn, I'm not John Arryn, Robin Arryn, during that battle, so that he could take full control of the Vale and then marry Sansa, and then that's how he would become himself Warden of the North by also controlling the Eyrie as well.
That was what struck me. That was my initial prediction was him wanting to become Warden of the North. So him moving Ramsay out of the way. I guess he knows about Roose, so him moving Ramsay out of the way would probably be his way in there.
Yeah, but also like I don't ever see Littlefinger ever actually ruling anything. I mean, he seems to be like kind of best suited for the shadows, so I don't know.
He's all about the climb, right? He's got
Yeah,
that
like that's the thing.
great
Yeah, he's like
speech
those.
in season two or season three with Varys, where he talks about the sort of the march to the top is really
The fun part, yeah.
the most interesting. I mean, really the only important part of it. It's the climb.
Yes, right on. So speaking of
True.
climbing. Let's climb some steps to the pyramids of Meereen. Basically, Tyrion calls the masters of the other cities. He's like, "Hey, dudes, like, we won't abolish slavery right away. We'll give you 7 years. We'll pay you for the slaves you lose." Seems like a pretty chill deal. Missandei and Grey Worm are like, "What are you talking about? This is the worst idea. People shouldn't be, enslaved a day longer than they have to be." So, what do you guys think about this plan?
As far as diplomacy goes, I think it's probably a solid plan to make, to a solid offer to extend, even if he doesn't trust the slavers to follow along, or to even if he doesn't trust them. But when I don't know how Khaleesi's gonna feel when she gets back, you know what I mean? Like she's the most idealistic character on the show, in my opinion, and
Yeah.
I think she's not
I
going to
think
be
yeah, but
very
I think
happy
he's
with that
okay. I mean,
decision.
she's gonna come roll like he, mind you, he doesn't know that she's about to roll in with an army of Dothraki, right? So he's doing the best with what he can,
True.
under those terms, and she's gonna come out there, And you know, suddenly they're gonna have might on their side, right? So they can rewrite whatever they're gonna, you know, want to at that point.
Yeah, well, speaking of putting
The Frothy
fear into people,
Lords.
King's Landing, we have Cersei, the Queen of Thorns, Jaime, all kind of hashing a plan to rescue Margaery and take power away from the High Sparrow. Whose side are you? I mean, do we want the Faith to win? Do we want Cersei and the rest of the Lannisters and Tyrells to win?
Well, who's like our like who's on our side, right, as viewers? Jamie, right? Jamie Lannister. Generally, right? Generally like a pro, right, for good guys. He's been redeemed. The Tyrells maybe, like the kids, Loras and Marjorie, like maybe, but not, you know, they've been on the fence most of the time. I mean, we know that they all thought Joffrey was a psychopath, right? So maybe Lady Olenna a little bit, but the Tyrells really aren't like A-level characters, right? So I'm really interested in sort of how they're gonna position this battle, because from like a pure viewer like position, we really only have one guy's skin in the game, and that's Jaime. And everyone else, I mean, like, do you guys really care about Kevan Lannister? Or like whether like if it comes down to Kevan Lannister or the High Sparrow, like at least the High Sparrow seems like a dude who, you know, has come to some epiphanies in his life, right? I mean, he's not materialistic. He's sold his shoes. He was selling his really like rich shoes. He was
I just
partying
love how
hard
his
and.
epiphany came like after post acid trip. Basically, that's what I got from it. It's just like a classic, like just woke up just so fuck, you know, like worst hangover of my life and realized just things need to change. So great.
Stumbled outside barefoot and never put
Do
shoes
you
on
think that
again. Like, he hates
a
shoes
part
now.
of me in a way maybe might have thought that
He's
his story was a lie, but towards the end I was like, actually, this might be true. I don't. I.
Well, that's the thing, right? That's, I mean, it's the idea of he seems like a pure figure, right? But and we haven't seen him directly connected to the violence of his people. You know, it's implied. We haven't seen him give orders. We've seen like, you know, his thugs basically going around and kicking the shit out of people. But he sort of kept himself sacrosanct, right? So, you know, is there are they going to build him in a way that's going to sort of make it clear that he either does want power or he does believe in some sort of might makes right to it, you know? Or does he just think that his guys are fighting corruption and, you know, and you need swords and against swords for that?
That is such a it. It's like, but to your point, like, you mentioned something about this, like, during our last
I
podcast
think.
about how, like, what is means to an end, like, what justifies one bad action, you know, like, to correct another. Like, where, like, his thugs assaulting other people or killing other people, does that make, even though those people might have been bad, does that make their actions just? You know, like, ultimately, who is the decider on what's okay and what's not okay? And he's mentioned himself before that we cannot judge ourselves. So then, I don't know. He just seems like he puts himself. He uses circular logic to really make himself seem like he's doing the right thing, but really none of them should be judging anyone or imposing their will upon other people.
So you kind of find the fact that like the High Council, like, you know, everyone who's in the High Council scene is basically more honest, because they are very forwardly saying, we're doing this for our own survival. We don't give a shit about anybody else, but like this is what we're gonna do.
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately, though, I think the Small Council also has a point that they have the best interest of the entire realm. At this point, this guy is a heretic who wants a complete overhaul of the entire system. So more people, I feel like, would die underneath this entire change of power versus them just keeping the order the way things are.
And I also think Cersei made a great point. He doesn't care for anything of this world, right? So what is he,
True.
what's his
Great
ultimate goal? Is
point.
he just gonna have everybody wallowing in
That's
ashes in
so
the
great.
street? Like, is that what he's going for?
Exactly.
His fanaticism just doesn't seem to have. He doesn't seem to have an end game to his fanaticism. I mean, it's not.
He's like, it's, you know,
He
it's a
doesn't have
cult.
anything
Like,
planned.
essentially, if a farmer came to you and said, "Oh, my, you know, I lost money on these sheep," he'd be like, "Oh, well, sheep are of this world. You don't need this thing." You know, like, it just, like, he can't be an actual ruler. Like, so it's just like, what does he really want?
Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny. I take a much kinder reading of him, especially I think because of that scene with Tommen, where it seems like he is someone who believes that the king is there to rule. The faith is there to keep a sort of, you know, a moral level for, you know, for their society. Like, I don't find him power hungry in any
Come
way.
on,
And
he's
maybe
over
that's just because
smashing. He
I love Jonathan
took the
Pryce, you
queen
know?
into custody.
I don't
That to me
either.
says power
Not,
hungry. It would have been one thing if he had been like, "Oh, actually, you know what? I'd love to have a seat in your high council. I'd love to advise you, Tom, and like, let's talk. You know, I want to help you be a better ruler. Not like, let me forcibly imprison people in your own royal family. Like, this isn't that's insane. That is not like, to me, that points out that maybe his motives aren't as pure as we think, like to think that they are."
mean, I don't find him disingenuous. I think he's actually I think he's genuine in what he's saying. I just don't think that he really. I mean, he just finds everything like what he said to Marjorie, when Marjorie said, when he asked her where she was going to go, back to money, back to family, like all that stuff is real world stuff that we value, you know, and that's it's stuff that he calls sins, you know, back to all the things that you were into before. I mean, he has nowhere to like he has nowhere for everybody to go, like no system to set up in place
Yeah,
of.
it's like basically
You
you're,
know,
unless you're
what
dead,
everybody's
you're
already
sinning,
doing right now.
essentially, is what he seems to be telling
Right. If you're, unless you're
us.
poor and wearing
That
a potato
easy
sack
2019
on your
line,
body,
or that.
you're not. Right. He's
Yeah.
not. You're not pleasing the
Like
gods, you
the
know?
okay, I'm weirdly becoming this like defender of some sort of like religious fanatic now, but the I mean, okay, the world, like the best comparison in this world is like the Middle Ages, right? Where nobility, wealth, you know, completely controlled, right? So, and even like you look at what poor people are presented as in Game of Thrones, and they're always like they're like hunchbacks, or they're like, you know, like their teeth are all messed up. They're so poor, you know, they're like in rags, you know. It's not a good life, right? It's not there's yeah,
It's
there's clearly like
extremely dirty all the
a
time.
sense that the people in power never care about the people who aren't. And in fact, like the idea of title being the most important thing, right? So having him here to try and humble the power elite, to me, is his role, is what he's trying to do. And it just fucks with their system so much that they can't stomach it. They can't have it. I mean, Marjorie can do the walk of shame and she's free, right? But they don't want her to do it because of the symbolism of it. She'll be okay, right? But they just don't
Okay.
want her to do it because it looks
Right.
bad for
You
them.
know,
And they're willing to start a war with him because it'll look bad.
Right. I hear you on that. They are like being aggressive in that sense, you know, where they're ready to let all these
I just
people
think I just
die
think you take Jamie out of that
to
equation
stop.
and we're totally pro Faith Militant. You know, he's like the one guy on that team that you're like, you know, it's Jamie. Like we've already, you know, accepted him as one of ours.
I mean, I don't like the, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
What'd you guys think of the exchange between Marjorie and Loras?
Oh, I mean, Loras isn't being a baby about this. Just get it together, man. Like, come on.
Loras is a punk bitch.
Right?
Yeah. Just make it stop. Just clearly, just I'm 100% weak. Please
Well,
save me.
speaking
You
of
know?
weak little brothers, let's go into the Iron Islands with Theon in front of Yara in the most, like, oh my god. I thought she. I. Just stop. Why can't he just,
So the
like.
question is, is he is he going to be part of the, I mean, he's obviously going to be part of the plot now going forward. What can he do though to actually help her?
Dude cannot even make eye contact. There's no way he's gonna be able to help convince everybody that she should be ruling the Iron Islands. Like, what has he got? Like, he has no loyalty from the
He's
people.
just
Like,
this.
he's got no cards
Oh
in
my
it for
God,
her. I
Theon,
don't
just
understand.
please go home. Go into like, just like, why can't you just take up a hobby? Just like be chill, sit in the corner. Like we just, you've done enough to try and help people.
Start making shoes, bro. Start making shoes. We
The
know
shoe
that'll,
game.
you
I
can
mean, I
climb
just
up the
ultimately, I
ranks
mean, unless he
making
can
shoes.
kill another front runner or.
Maybe everybody doesn't know that he's been
No, I
castrated.
mean,
Right, that's the
come
only thing
on.
I could think of,
No,
yeah.
no.
He
Listen.
could try to put on the
They went to
act.
go rescue him. But she took some men. I'm sure those men told other people, "Look, we went to go get him," and he's like, he refused to come with us. Like clearly, that would have stirred like some like, what is going on with Theon? Like people can put two and two together, you know?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, if they know, if everybody knows what Theon is and who he is and what he's done, he's probably gonna have a hard time.
Or a
He's probably
soft
gonna be
time.
more
Sorry.
negative for her. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it.
Yeah. He's probably gonna be like negative points for her when the games,
Yeah.
or, when things kick off.
I guess we'll
All
see.
right.
I mean, Greg, do
Well,
you see him being able
minus
to
10
help her in
points.
any way, or?
Only if, yeah, if to TJ's point, like nobody, or no one beyond sort of their inner circle knows about what happened to him. I mean, the fact that the uncle's back, we're gonna get this whole Greyjoy Iron Island subplot. The bigger thing for me is like, who cares unless we can tie it to the rest of what's happening? Like, are they suddenly gonna take the side of the North and then, they're gonna come back and help take down Ramsay or like what's the bigger picture here, you
Yeah,
know?
yeah. So I actually expected Theon to be like,
True.
"Hey, can we actually go avenge me now?"
That's a
Which
lot
would
to
have been
ask
great.
for, right? For him, like when he just
The
shows
Iron
up.
Island.
He's
Wait,
gonna
would it have
we're
been
gonna hold us
crazy
back
if
first.
Theon had become Reek and now has to be Reek pretending to be Theon pretending to be Reek? Like he has to go back pretend like he's still broken to get back in there? Actually, no, Ramsay would probably just kill him at this
When
point
a
if he
triple
saw him,
agent, he
but when
suddenly
he went
becomes
back in there.
amazing.
Well, speaking of Ramsay
Oh,
being the
Ramsay.
worst, we watch him flay an apple and then is presented with Osha and he kills her like I said he would because she had zero
Like
value.
you called it. You called it.
I don't know why I don't know why I doubted you for a
And
second.
I
You're like
mean,
3-0 right now, I
I
think, or
just,
something.
man, I lost big on that
Jeez.
one because I totally thought Osha was gonna somehow be part of like, I don't know, working things on the inside. But man, she just, she got off kind of easy though, I feel like, comparatively to a
Yeah,
lot of
yeah.
people.
Actually, I thought that maybe for a second, even though I pretty much knew she was gonna be killed. As soon as he said like, "Oh, I flay people, aren't you like afraid of that?" And she's like, "Nah, like I've totally seen worse than that. Like I really this, you know." So I thought he was kind of excited by that
Dude,
idea. Maybe
no.
I
All
thought
right,
he would have
no,
maybe
so
kept
no.
her around a little bit longer because he likes women who are like, aren't who are kind of into, darker things.
I think he clocked her eyeball on that knife as soon as she came in the room, and like, and it was game over for her from that point, Like as soon as he put it down, she
I
gave
thought she
that
would just
look
like
like
ripped out
that
his
was
throat
my
with her teeth.
weapon.
I don't know why. I don't know. There were so many things she could have done.
Right. Would have been more wildling of her.
Yeah. So, as far as what do you guys think is going to happen to Rickon?
I wonder if like if the Umbers or like the rest of his army or his allies are gonna be like, yo, you don't touch the Rickon kid because he's our only.
Well, we already know the Karstarks. We already know the Karstarks don't give a fuck about what happens.
The Umbers don't believe in
All right.
making oaths anymore either. I mean, no one cares at this point. So it's just like who, like, honestly, I don't think Ramsay would kill him until he was certain that he had killed Jon Snow.
Yeah, but I think I don't also don't think Ramsay is gonna be a great commander in open battle, or like if Winterfell is sieged by, the Wildling army or whatever, he doesn't seem like he's gonna, even with 5,000 men. I mean, what have we seen him do in command of other people? He was able to take 20 men, to take out Stannis's army, or a lot of Stannis's
which was
army.
Already starving,
yeah,
and already
which was already starving and
apart.
Freezing to death, you know.
I don't know, man. I think you're not giving him enough credit. I think what makes him kind of so scary throughout is he is incredibly wild, but he's also very tactical, right? And he's always thinking like four steps ahead. Like, I mean, that whole weird setup to get Theon to trust him, like right like when we first meet him.
Oh yeah.
I mean that takes a lot of that's a lot of chess,
yeah.
You know? It's a
oh,
lot of
man,
like slow right. chess, you know, that he's playing.
Yeah.
The,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, wow, though, I think yeah. maybe the level, you know, becoming the boss now might get to his head a little bit. But I was thinking back, like, when we were talking mm-hmm. about the Iron Islands, that scene when Theon is, like, when Yara's trying to save him, and they're in the kennels, and Ramsay, like, busts out with a couple of his guys shirtless, and he's just got like two
covered
swords
in
out
blood already.
Like a maniac, you know. Yeah he's already like busted up a couple of guys. Like that's still a very frightening scene to me, you know, and I think it's because it's that like 1 to 10,
yeah.
you know, that he goes from. I'm so far I've been wrong about everything in my predictions, so let's keep that in mind, but that's where I'm heading with this one.
I feel like Pops Roose Bolton's final advice was, you know, wild dog gets get put down. I think Ramsay's gonna get put down somehow, though. That's what I hope.
Okay, really quick predictions on who do you think is gonna kill Ramsay?
Wouldn't it be great
John.
If it was
you
John?
Say John?
Yeah.
I'm actually gonna say Sansa.
Oh yeah, maybe like maybe it's one of those
Ooh,
things where
yeah.
Like Ramsay's about to kill him, and then she, you know, comes back, knife through the head, like in like we saw between Jorah and Dario.
I'm gonna say
it's like
slow,
those, like,
slow
little...
death. I'm gonna vote that Ramsay's already hurt, and Sansa either
Hopefully.
Watches him die or aids his slow. Like she's, I think Sansa's gonna get to watch him die slowly.
I'm gonna call Hail Mary here, faceless woman. Arya Stark,
okay.
First assignment,
right.
Ramsay
right,
Bolton.
Right, yeah, and we can briefly touch on the pink letter. Ramsay says, hey, John, come here and fight me. I did not think that it would take this much, these many things pushing John to go fight Ramsay. I thought he would have been more about it, but apparently it's taken an entire, you know.
Mm-hmm. I love seeing Sansa about it, though. You know, she's not...
Totally.
She's
yeah.
not broken.
Exactly,
you know,
right
that's
on.
Great to see. I love that.
She still has that faith, you know, in the system a little bit, right? Where the houses are going to come support us. Like we still have something. You know? She hasn't been
completely broken. I actually love how
broken.
People can, it goes akin to like kind of like Dany and her brother earlier on in the series about saying like the houses are going to rally behind us. Like these houses, quote unquote, are like waiting for us.
Mm-hmm.
These people.
yeah. These lower houses.
These lower houses do not care about you. They have their own problems to worry about. Like this is like when they see
when
that
they
Facebook
see our
invite,
banners.
They will come.
Come on now.
All right. No. Moving into other unbroken, unburnt women, Daenerys. Actually thought a dragon would be involved in her rescue, but no.
I think it's very poignant that a dragon wasn't involved in her rescue, you know, or wasn't involved in anything in that scene. You know, she didn't need it. She didn't need their help to defeat all the calls at once.
Which
you know?
Was it too easy? Was it too easy?
Why does it? Yeah. What? Yeah. Well. Okay. Why doesn't?
Was it too easy? I mean, yeah. She's fireproof.
But
it's
like,
a little bit like a. A merman killing somebody by drowning them.
No, but why doesn't she... Like, okay, if we know this is, like, in her wheelhouse
like,
now, why isn't she always walk around with, like, a box of matches and some sort of, like, gunpowder or, you know what I mean? Like, she could... She could, yeah, she could get out of every situation,
like a,
you know what I mean? Like
skin,
what is this?
A skin of that, like, green fire stuff.
Like, oh, I,
you know,
we actually don't know if she can survive
face.
Wildfire. Side note. I actually don't know
wildfire.
If that
Maybe,
is
yeah.
within her capabilities. True. But it's pretty...
I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought
it's
it was
like,
kind of stupid, to be honest. I mean, like we have the build-up of her telling the guys, like, no, don't trust me. And then, like, and so, like, we're to believe that at some point off-screen, she told them, she was like, guys, I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to tip, like, those fire jars everywhere. And don't worry, All right, just lock the doors. Don't worry. I'm going to be the only person to walk out. And they were like,
well, Jorah saw her.
Yeah. But Jorah was probably like, season. Oh, like last time? Are we like, we're doing this? And she's like, yeah, like last time. And then Dario was like, you two are fucking crazy.
Just like the Italian joke.
Because all of this is off screen. You know what I mean? All of it happens off screen.
Wait, but I think she so also like, counted.
But like, we know that they talked.
She also counted on like everything in there being those, extremely yeah, those powerful. Are some... Like, it would have been great if she just knocked it over and like nothing happened. Like, it just fell on some rocks and they're like, why? Like,
yeah, since when is sand flammable like that? It's a fucking yurt. Oh, you know? Like,
it had to be them.
If you know? Anything, like, they I don't should know what be. They I don't know. Then yeah. They have no like kind of system for putting out fires. I don't know. It's just, I can't.
You think the Dothraki have like socialized?
Well,
you firemen?
Think they would have thrown more sand on? I mean, it can't be the first time a building's caught on fire. I mean, it's made of straw and like true. What, like cloth. True.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I mean, I look. I'm happy that she got the they army an and that we're not stuck there and we can move, you know, move forward with her storyline. But, man, I don't know. There was one of those scenes where, like, in the moment, I was like, oh, this is so dope. And then right after, I was like, oh, wait a minute, yeah. You know? Like, you know.
It sucks that the Dothraki are the only ones that are witnessing yeah. her doing all this crazy stuff. Because, like, who's going to believe the Dothraki? They're like the fringe,
they hear,
you know, it is known group where...
Yeah, yeah, like...
All their superstitions. Everything
right,
is known
right.
to them.
Yeah, well, she got aided by an unlikely duo of Dario and Jorah. Do you guys have any favorite duos thus far in the series?
So I think it's got to be... We got to, like, narrow this down to people who... didn't want to be together, right?
Yeah.
But are stuck together, right? That's got to be like the main thing. For me, I think it's the Hound and Arya. I got the most right. mileage out of those scenes.
Tyrion's been in some great duos though.
The show is best when they do that, I think, you know? Oh, I mean, absolutely.
Honestly, I think my favorite duo is probably Viserys and Littlefinger.
Yeah. They had good exchanges, but they were always working for opposite. They were always working for like they were shadow groups for.
Wait, which one's Viserys? I'm lost now.
Viserys. Sorry, Viserys is Danny's brother. Sorry, these names sound so.
Viserys.
Damn.
Yeah. Viserys.
Yeah.
Viserys and Littlefinger. Yeah, they're not like a duo, right? They're not.
They just play the same game, and they know that they're opposing.
Well,
forces.
Then I'm gonna vote Viserys and Tyrion. My favorite.
You like the smart guys
yeah,
together, huh?
Yeah.
I gotta go with Brienne and Jaime. They were
the bear and the maiden fair.
So apparently I apparently like Tormund fucks bears, or like that's his claim to fame that he's fucked a bear before. Did you guys pick up on that? I didn't know that. It was on
is
like
that a real
the HBO after show. I don't remember that as a thing, but apparently it's like a thing that he tells people. to sort of show like how tough.
Well,
he
that's
is,
fantastic.
You know?
Then
does that read toughness to you, or just like what? Like I don't know.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's the question, right?
It was consensual.
It was consensual. The bear felt safe with him. Okay.
Bear just accepted
one of his,
him.
One
as...
of hers. Yeah.
All right. Well, do you guys have any other predictions for next week and the series in general?
I'm gonna leave that
you're
to
our,
you now.
Yeah,
Three-Eyed
Raven.
Try.
Armani.
I'm not gonna try to go against yours. So let's ask you, do you have any predictions?
All right. There's some pretty obvious ones. Okay, I think the biggest prediction is, like, what's going to happen pressure. With the whole, like, Faith Militant and, like, the Crown. My prediction is they go over there, march up to go, like, arrest the High Sparrow, and then he pulls, like, some other crazy trump card. So I think they get there,
like
they
that.
Get him in handcuffs, and he's like, but wait, there's more. And then they're like, oh, shit, crazy. We don't know what to do now again.
I like that. Yeah.
Let me go, y'all. I got all these shoes. You want these shoes?
I don't think that. I think Marjorie's gonna. I got it.
Okay.
Marjorie's gonna die. Tommen's never gonna forgive Cersei for it.
Okay,
that's my prediction.
I like that. Yeah.
Interesting.
I wanna at least
I like that
on my end and on one more thought of in defense of the Faith Molten, specifically the High Sparrow. Would Daenerys be in trouble under his eyes, do you think? Because I don't think she would be. And I think that's a pretty telling, you know.
Well, technically she's engaged in, like, premarital sex, so
yeah, a lot of fornication, but
no, I mean, he definitely had a hardcore problem with Marjorie, even knowing that Loras is like doing anything wrong, so that seems kind of like, I think she wouldn't even have the patience to deal with him, to be honest. Like, I don't think because she'd be like, look, I have dragons, clearly I'm like more powerful. I don't even know if he would like come at her like that. That's the thing, like, I don't, yeah, like, I think he'd be like, oh, the gods have obviously chosen you. Maybe
he'd just worship her. I mean, he's already like, he already seems to be 75% ash.
Okay. Take that.
All right, do you guys have anything else?
No, on to next week.
I'm pumped. I'm actually much.
Well, right on. Thank you guys so much for joining me. We'll catch you guys next week with our podcast or whatever. Yeah, whatever you want to call this thing that we do.
Cool. All right. Thanks, Romani.